to you now is Bread of His Presence with your host, Pastor Cameron Urie, Senior Pastor and Bible Teacher at Renton Park Chapel in Renton, Washington.
Well, greetings and welcome to Bread of His Presence. You know, over the past several weeks, we've been taking a look at what it meant to be a disciple of a rabbi in the first century world of Jesus. And we've been doing that because we want to better understand what it is that Jesus expects of true disciples, because we want to be true disciples. And if you were to sum up discipleship in one word, that word would be imitation. Because in everything a disciple did, his goal was to be just like his rabbi. You know, just recently I was watching one of my favorite detective shows, Monk, and the detective in this show, Adrian Monk, he's a very nervous, very quirky man. He has OCD to the extreme, and it's kind of interesting to watch this show because his OCD actually plays into his ability to solve cases. Cases that are completely baffling to the police. But in this particular episode, he had just recently solved a very high-profile case that made huge news. And so there was a desire to make a movie about the case, with an actor being hired to play the role of Adrian Monk. And so the actor wants to follow Monk around to learn everything about him, so that he can accurately portray him on screen. And it's really quite comical because Monk has all these nervous habits like touching every pole that he passes, constantly rearranging his environment to make it symmetrical, constantly asking for sanitation wipes from his assistant, that kind of thing. And so the actor tries to imitate all of this, learning to move like Monk, dress like Monk, think like Monk. Now, as the show progresses, we come to discover that the actor hired to portray Monk is himself emotionally unbalanced. He loses his own identity and ends up thinking that he is Monk. He forgets completely who he is. Now, if you've watched the show, you'll know that Monk's wife had been killed by a car bomb, and Monk was in this continual state of grief over her death. And so the actor, naturally, or I guess I should say unnaturally, he began to adopt that grief as his own. Now, at first, I wasn't a big fan of this episode because as I was watching, I was thinking about how ridiculous I thought the plot was. And the reason I thought that was because I was thinking that chances were very, very slim of any person like this actor so utterly and completely losing his own identity in his seeking to emulate another person, Monk. But you know, then it dawned on me that this is, apart from the mental illness side of it, very similar to what discipleship was like in the first century world of Jesus. Because in Jesus' world, disciples of any rabbi would always seek to imitate their rabbi to what would seem to us like a very extreme degree. They wanted to move like him. They wanted to talk like him, think like him. They wanted to be everything that he was. Even when it came to his imperfections, his handicaps. By the way, did you know that in the journey of following the rabbi, if the rabbi was hurt, if he had a limp, you would see his healthy disciples walking behind him in his footsteps, in his dust, with a limp? Even his ailments were your honor to pattern yourself after. Now, Jesus had something like that too. And many potential disciples actually rejected Jesus because of his ailment that they did not want to imitate. And that ailment, at least how they saw it, was the cross. You know, it tells us in Matthew 16, verses 24 to 25. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." You see, we are to imitate everything, even the cross, if we're to be true disciples of Rabbi Jesus. And that means dying to ourselves. Paul tells us in Galatians 2:20, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Now, Christ living in us, we see here, means that his identity has completely taken over ours. Now, if that is true, then we ought to become like him, and therefore like God, just as a disciple would become like his teacher. Jesus, the Son of God, who is the image of God himself, he talks about this element of discipleship when he says in Luke chapter 6, verse 40, "A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher." And so if we are a disciple of Christ, then our lives must be centered around becoming like him. 1 John 2, 1-6 says, "My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked." You see, we're to walk just like Jesus walked, sinlessly, and after the same pattern. In this way, we become the very image of Christ in the world. Paul, who had been a part of the whole rabbinical system, I think he has this in mind when he calls for the Corinthian church to imitate him. Now, some may think that's arrogant because we're not supposed to be like Paul, we're supposed to be like Jesus. But what we miss is that none of these people had a New Testament. Not even the Gospels. What they had was Paul, who had encountered Jesus on that Damascus road, who had learned from the apostles and the other eyewitnesses about Jesus. And Paul saw himself as a disciple. And so he did everything he could to pattern his life, to pattern his character after Jesus. And so he was, therefore, a walking New Testament. He was the image of his rabbi. You know, if we look at the full verse there in 1 Corinthians 11, it reads, "Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ." You see, it is about becoming like Christ. But Paul recognized, just as they would have, that they needed a picture of who Jesus was. And Paul, as a disciple, he was that picture. Now that's something that you and I need to remember, because people, when they're seeking to discover who Jesus is, and are pondering whether or not he is worthy for them to follow, to give their lives to, ultimately, they look not to the scriptures as their means of discovering Jesus. No, they look to us, those who call themselves his disciples, asking, are they anything like him? And that's why the most important question that you can ask yourself is this: am I, who call myself a disciple of Jesus Christ, am I an accurate representation of who he is? Am I truly the image of Christ to the world? You know, in 1 Corinthians 15:49, Paul gives us an amazing promise when he says, just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, Adam, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven, Jesus. And you know, embracing that promise from God to make us like his son, and allowing him as the divine potter to shape us into the image of Christ, that's what discipleship is all about. But how does that happen? Well, the same way it happened in the first century world of Jesus. By complete submission of every area of your life to your rabbi. And that would begin with your schedule. You, as we talked about last week, lived in his dust. You attached yourself in every way you could to him. Your rabbi wasn't added to your schedule. No, he was your schedule. And you know, that's something that we often miss nowadays. Spending time with the rabbi is absolutely essential. It wasn't a once-a-week thing or a nice little supplement to their lives. No, they were with their rabbi 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, constantly listening, constantly watching, because every fiber of their beings was wrapped up in the goal of becoming just like him. Now, I say all of this because we need to understand that to be a disciple, according to the biblical definition of discipleship, it's an extraordinary, all-consuming thing. It takes a monumental amount of effort. But the problem is that in our day, and I think this has a lot to do with cheap grace theology, we see discipleship chiefly as simply our coming to believe in Jesus. And that's great. You have to have belief. You have to have faith. And we know that there are some things that ought to accompany that belief. You know, reading our Bibles, praying, joining a Bible study, going to church. Those are all great things. And I hope you're doing all of them. But the problem is that we call that discipleship. But that's not discipleship. You aren't even in the qualifying round of being a disciple, at least according to the definition of a disciple in the first century world of Jesus. The only way that you can truly become like your rabbi is to, as Jesus said, abide with him. We are to live in his presence continually. He's to be as close to us as our closest friend, even more so. But that's an aspect of discipleship I think we often miss, especially in the West. You know, I was listening to a man who has taught extensively on discipleship in the first century world of Jesus. And he was talking about how one day he visited a church. And he picked up one of the bulletins, and in it, he read an advertisement that said, discipleship training, 6 Wednesday nights, for an hour and a half. He said, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. Now, good things may happen in that group, but he says, that's not discipleship. Discipleship is a 24-hour-a-day, everyday commitment. It's an all-consuming desire that finds you every moment of every day thinking about how you, as a person, as an athlete, as a student, as an artist, how you can be more like Jesus at this very moment. You know, if I were to ask you today, how many of you would like to be disciples? I think almost all of you would say yes. We all want that, or at least we think we do. But the question is, are you and I willing to put in the time that it takes to get to know Jesus? You know, one of the greatest scholars on Jesus, he wasn't a believer, but a Jew who was the head of the department of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, he was once speaking at a seminar. And he probably didn't know that there were actually some Christians there that day. But he said this. He said, Christians call themselves Talmudim of their rabbi, meaning disciples. But he said, any Christian who calls himself or herself a Talmud and doesn't read all four Gospels once a week is a liar. He said, you couldn't possibly know Jesus well enough to be like him. Now that sounds pretty strong to us, but we need to realize that giving Jesus an hour on Sunday, 10 minutes before we go to bed, and then maybe a Bible study during the week, that's not discipleship. That's dabbling. But that's why Jesus had 12 disciples who went out and changed the world. But today we have churches of 1,200 or even 12,000 who struggle just to reach their community. The difference is not theology. The difference comes down to the surrender of our time. Taking the time to be with Jesus long enough to become like him. The question is, are we willing to put in that time? My encouragement to you today is to take that time. Take the time to be with Jesus. Now, I know you have full-time jobs and you can't pray every moment of every day. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is Jesus the central orientation of your life? Is he the one that you are focused on and thinking about constantly? Are you striving to become like him so that you can picture him to the world? If not, I want to encourage you to do so. Let's do that today and every day. Amen.
Today's episode of Bread of His Presence is brought to you by Renton Park Chapel, a church that is committed to the ministry of sharing the joy of hearing and doing God's Word, and to the mission of bringing people into the life-giving presence of Jesus Christ in and through vibrant preaching, teaching, Bible study, prayer, and ministry to a world that is in desperate need of the healing touch of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to learn more about our ministry here at Renton Park Chapel or would like to subscribe to the Bread of His Presence podcast, you can visit us online at rentonparkchapel.org or breadofhispresence.org. You can also find us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening. And may you know all the fullness of having in your life the bread of the presence of God.